Now, here's another game. Now, this game is not necessarily sinful in the sense of it's, like, violent. It's just really stupid. And the thought of foolishness is sin, the Bible says. So even being stupid is sinful. Okay? That's why one of the reasons oneness is sinful, because it's stupid. That's why flat earth is sinful, because it's stupid. And anybody who adheres to those things, you're stupid! But this is the game here. This game doesn't necessarily involve killing people or robbing from people or anything like that. This game is called Minecraft. How many have ever heard of Minecraft? Okay. This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. I saw this and I'm like, is this from like the 80s? Because it's like blocks, literally like blocks. It looks like Mario Brothers on steroids is what it looks like. The purpose of Minecraft is basically to wander around this fantasy world, creating structures and finding treasures, or just wandering around. I saw this video of this guy because I'm like, well, I don't. What does that have to do with Minecraft? I don't understand this. And the guy said, you know, you don't really have to really do much in this video. You can just walk around. He goes, if you want to kill some zombies, you can kill some zombies. That's fine. If you want to build the tower, you can do that too. You can just do whatever you want. He said, it's a beautiful place. It's a video game. He said, look, and as he's playing this, because he, you know, I have to watch this, because he's all these guys, they're commentators on their own video games is what they are. Usually they put like a little picture of themselves, a video of themselves, and they got the headgear with the little mic, and they're just, you know. This guy was just, he was showing, he's like, he goes, oh, look, it's getting dark. He goes, it gets dark in this game, too. You know, sometimes it gets more dangerous at night. He goes, it's a beautiful game because at the end of the day, you do whatever it is that you want. Just go admire the landscapes. You know, it's a wonderful world where you can do whatever you want. That's stupid.
Right.
And yeah, it is wicked. Because look, we as God's people, not my will, but thine be done, right? We ought to desire what God wants for our lives. We ought to want a desire to adhere to what the Bible says, not just to wander around aimlessly.
Amen.
Go to Jeremiah chapter 14. In this game, you could actually even play as a spectator. So in other words, it's like, well, I don't want to fight anybody. I don't even want to build anything. I just want to watch everyone do everything. You know? And they will literally be there for hours. Hours and hours and hours just wandering around looking at a stupid screen at a fake world that does not exist.
Yep.
How loser is that? You're a loser.
That's right.
If that's what you're doing.
Amen.
And don't tell me you're being productive. You're like, oh yeah, we're building this tower. It's fake. It's not even, and that's the ugliest building I've ever seen. It's like, it's Mario Brothers on steroids. Okay? You would do better and be more productive playing with Legos. I've seen some pretty amazing structures with Legos. I would never play with that, but you know what? That's more constructive than Minecraft. But you know, Minecraft has 74 million users. Let that number sink in your mind. 74 million people playing Minecraft on a daily basis. They say it's one of the most popular games out there. And it's a bunch of people just doing nothing with their lives. You know, and it's funny, but at the end of the day, you think about it, it's like, man, Satan has these guys trapped like good. Because he's just rendering them useless. Especially, and I guarantee you, many of those 74 million are Christians. I guarantee you, many of them are saved. You know what? Satan has rendered those people useless. They've lost their savor as salt. They're good for nothing but to be cast down, to be trodden under the foot of men. Why? Because they're not doing anything with their lives. They're wasting their life away. Look at Jeremiah 14, verse 10. Says, thus saith the Lord unto this people, thus have they loved to wander. They love to wander. They have not refrained their feet. Therefore, the Lord doth not accept them. He will now remember their iniquity and visit their sins. They love to wander. I mean, that's what the guy said. It's a lovely game. You just walk around. He goes, look at the grass. Look at the oceans. Why don't you buy a plane ticket and go to like a real place where they have these things? At least that's worthwhile. These crappy graphics that you see, I mean, you're literally wasting your time looking at something that's very just junky. Okay? Yeah. It's foolish.